This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to What's on Your Mind, another hour of the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains and a platform that you have as the fine listeners of this program to tell us what's on your mind by phoning us up, dialing us up, giving us a call. Get on the telly, 800-228-0550. When's the last time you called it a telly?
The telly? That's a television. You don't want to get on your television and call us.
The telly, telephone. You call it a telly when you're a little
telly.
Telly's for you. You
haven't watched enough Monty Python then, because the telly's a television.
I got a text yesterday from a friend of mine that was from Granite Falls, Minnesota. We were buddies in high school. I was in Montevideo, Minnesota. He was in Granite Falls, Minnesota. I'd forgotten about this, but evidently we helped out with like a PBS telethon or something. And there was some story about it in one of the yearbooks for Granite Falls High School. You know what their nickname was, Don? Top this one. Top this one. Kilowatts. Yeah. Right there, the kilowatts.
So I can just imagine the chants of the other side. Kill the kilowatts. Kill the kilowatts. Wow.
We had the Mohawks. They were the kilowatts.
The kilowatts? Anyway. Yeah, why did they go to that name?
There's a power plant or something there.
Oh, okay.
Town. Yeah. It had been there for a lot. I think it was a hydro deal, as I recall. It's electric. There you go. I didn't pay a lot of attention to such things when I was my high school years. I don't know, you know, that, you know, hey, why are they the kilowatts? Okay, where's this power plant? Now I'd be all curious, like wanting to know, okay, who's power plant?
Well, it's not your ordinary name. I mean, a lot of them, you know, bears, lions, stuff like that. You just grab a name, but. So kilowatts, says, there's got to be a story to that. You don't just do that accidentally. There's a story involved.
So he sends me a photo of us doing this phone bank, you know, he and I and a couple others from the station. And the funniest thing out of it, I haven't done it yet, but I've got to show it to the kids. The funniest thing was the phone that we're using in this telethon bank is a rotary type, you know, so the kind of desktop phone that had the rotary dial on it. So my point is, that's the telly right there. That's the telly. That's dialing up on the telly right there. And I can still listen for, in my head right now today, I can hear the ring of the party line. The differences into the ring, depending on who they were calling. You know, you knew your own ring, like, you know, three quick rings was you, you know, two slow rings was the neighbor. Whatever. The party line, I remember very well. In Taunton, Minnesota, I had Hank and Marie Stokes, my aunt and uncle there in beautiful Taunton, Minnesota, to this day. And it was a big red phone on the wall with a dial. Same deal. Yeah. All of this proves one thing, ladies and gentlemen, I'm old. That's right. I'm old. That was long before, you know, iPhone 10, for crying out loud. But it's amazing, amazing, amazing. Good old technology. So that's a long way of telling you we love your calls at 800-228-0550, the toll-free telephone number, 701-258-0550. Get all that in your speed dial so you can just call us at any time. Somebody the other day, middle of the day, texted me, what number do I call? I said, well, now or for the show? Well, I can't call now, can I? I said, you can call now. You can call 855-200-1776 anytime, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You see something on the road, you think, what the heck is this? Boom. You call up. Next thing you know, everybody's talking about it. You start a wave. Right there, simple as that. It's how we roll. You can also text us. You can text Todd at 701-226-8503 or me at 701-367-2054. In fact, I already received a text at 6:30 this morning, Todd, for this very program. Suggestion for a possible future discussion. Since we're coming up to our fifth season, road construction, I'd like to see a discussion. Did you get that?
Yes.
The fifth season, yeah. Road construction. I'd like to see.
Actually, I thought we only had two, winter and road construction. I thought we only had two seasons.
So everything's upside down this year.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Yeah.
8 or 9 or 10 winters, I forget. Yeah. Anyway, this listener would like to see a discussion with NDOT and callers about the new addition of, get ready for it, Todd, zip lanes. Do you remember the epic conversations we had about zip lanes? Zip lanes and bees are on our Hall of Fame board here at the What's On Your Mind studios here, ladies and gentlemen. Because if you talk bees or zip lanes, you know, nobody's short of an opinion. It's kind of fun. Doesn't matter. We like it. That's what we, if you're talking about it, we're talking about it. So anyway, evidently there are new edition of zip lanes. I don't know how that could be because as I recall, the outcome from the listeners on zip lanes was a big giant thumbs down. They were not well liked at all. But according to this listener, there are new edition of the zip lanes. He says, I found them hazardous. I assume he, I don't know, he, she, the listener, found them hazardous as they encouraged drivers to speed up and force their way into the main lane where those drivers had to slam on their brakes, causing a plus up there. As NDOT got feedback, is it planned to continue? Am I in the minority who feels this way? Thanks, just a suggestion. Love your program. Yesterday was fantastic. I've gotten a lot of feedback about yesterday's show. We, you know, we didn't do anything too out of the ordinary. We were on location. We do that on occasion. We did talk to somebody rather famous, Mike Lindell, but he's been on the program before. We were just down there with him, but the conversation was, it was interesting, and I most appreciated the direction a lot of the callers went. Actually, a woman in Mandan created a bit of a stir by being critical of President Trump, calling him immoral, and voila, away we were off. But I like that. A show that just kind of goes a direction you have no idea that was coming because somebody brought something up. And that was great. I enjoyed it. So thank you. And we will schedule NDDOT and specifically we'll ask about the zip lines. Okay. Adam just sent a text note in here. He says, Scott, you're going to need to explain party lines for your listeners under 35 years of age. I guess I am. Here is what I remember of a party line. It was a way early on when phones, you know, and there was a time there were no phones, right? You didn't have phone lines to your house. But as they evolved, one of the ways they evolved is you would have a line, but shared with the other neighbors. So if they're on the phone and you pick up the phone, you can hear them. So I think that's why they called it party line, because it was like, you know, everybody's in their home having a party. I don't know the actual definition of it, but I think the of why it was called party line. I just know this: it was a telephone line, you know, the circuit, if you will, shared by two or more subscribers. And I would assume it was done because it was cheaper. Private line, you pay one price, or if you have this party line, you do it separately. I don't know, but we didn't have one in our house. My grandparents didn't have one at their house, but my aunt and uncle, Taunton, Minnesota, they had one. And I thought it was pretty cool. For one, I was trained when the phone rang, you run to it. This is what little kids do. Phone rings, you run to it, you know, and you say something kind of funny. What? Who do you want? You know, never a polite hello, you know, being a little kid. So, you know, it didn't matter to me, but then I had to learn that, wait a minute, that's not Uncle Hank's ring. That's the neighbor's ring, so you don't answer it unless it's this kind of ring. Just telling you. But the listener's probably right, Todd. I, you know, at what age do you know what a party line is? As they say, I've only had one relative with them, and I'm 53. So.
Yeah, my great-grandparents in Mitchell, Iowa had one. I don't think I am aware of any other relative that had them.
I heard in West Hope they still have party lines. Bob, is that true, that they still have party lines in West Hope?
Hey, Bob.
Hey, good morning. Yes, we had a party line when we lived in Mohall. There was up to 5 people, or we were on 3-party deal. And our phone would ring, 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 ring. Then it would stop. Then it would go ring, ring, ring. That was us, number 3.
You did a pretty good impression of the ring there. I'm very impressed. Your tales never cease to amaze me.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Is it true you still have party lines in West Hope?
Well, not in West Hope. This was in Mohall when I lived there.
Oh, yeah, Mohall, they got all the crappy stuff, right?
Yeah.
In West Hope, you got the best stuff.
Oh, that's been quite a few years ago. That party line stuff, that's all over with.
It's gone?
I think it's gone, yeah.
Even in Mohall?
Oh, yeah. They got their own separate lines and stuff. They call wherever, and we can call just about every place in north central part of North Dakota toll free. No long distance.
How about that deal?
Yes. But we are operated, should I say the name?
Sure. Give him a plug.
That'd be from Cirrus River Telephone in Minot.
SRT right there out of Minot.
That's right.
Yeah. I thought it was the Mouse River.
Yeah,
that's another subject.
It is. Yeah, MRT. MRT is what it should be.
Yes,
we know the right thing. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it. We'll hit Jeff next. Another's welcome on What's On Your Mind.
The program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You know Pipers for Land Auctions. They're the best. Land management, real estate, land auctions, and now Pipers has taken their very successful land auction model and they have used it for machinery auctions. And farm machinery sales have doubled in the last year at Pipers. It's working. They're getting results for their customers. So call 877-700-4099 to book your machinery auction, land auctions, land management, and more. Get your catalog too. 877-700-4099 or online at Pipers.com.
Listening to this commercial could save you up to $2,000. I'm at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2 with my neighbor, Vince Webker, and I am looking at some of the best patio furniture that is made anywhere. And you, come on in, save up to $2,000. Look at your backyard. If that patio furniture has been there a while, replace it with the best. Why is this the best?
Well, it's commercial. It literally has been for 50 years commercial grade. It will last. It's a 15-year warranty. It's comfortable. I discovered this on my own. The more you spend on patio furniture, the more you're going to use it. It's just that good.
We had, you know, tables and chairs in the backyard for a long, long time. Not until we bought Tropitone with that fire table did we use it regularly. I mean, you'll use it a lot more because it's just a great environment.
Yeah, I think way more comfortable than your indoor furniture. So and it's built to last in our climate. It's not going to blow away with the wind. The cushions, if it pours, you don't have to bring those in every day. If it pours rain, they'll be drying literally in 15 minutes. And there's so many different styles and group sets, and you can design your own and pick out your own fabric, and it's kind of a fun process.
You won't want to leave the backyard all summer long. It's worth it. Come on in. Use the promo code ACE. Just tell them Scott sent you. You'll get up to $2,000 off. Tropitone patio furniture, the best of the best at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Lots of game tables. Don't forget that. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, and now Devil's Lake, too. Tell them Scott sent you.
Fellow patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Past the hour on What's On Your Mind. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennen. Phone number 258-0550. Toll free 800-228-0550. CJ is here from DAC Diesel. And CJ, I had somebody text the other day and say, does CJ only do semi-trucks? And I said, oh, no. But I will ask him just so you find out. Just so you find out next time he's on, I'll ask him. But you do more than semi-trucks, right?
I do, yeah. I mean, I do a lot of pickup trucks and also tractors. You know, right now I got an International tractor in here and a John Deere tractor in here. You know, so basically anything diesel, you know. So diesel, you know, I got a Mercedes in here too. So if that answers any questions, it's a Mercedes Sprinter van with a 3-liter diesel. So we work on pretty much everything. And it's kind of a niche market for the Mercedes diesel. So, you know, if you got something odd that you're worried about finding a good mechanic that, you know, if you'll do a good job or if you'll just work on it, definitely give me a call. You know, we work on pretty much everything. So
fix it, maintain it, and all things diesel, semi-trucks, pickup trucks, tractors, the high-end vehicles with the diesel, they can do it all. Just call for an appointment, 701-258-5011, online at dacdiesel.com or even on CJ Sell, 210-0888. So shoot him a text, and you'll have you in there before you can blink.
Exactly. And another one of your great sponsors, High Plains Apache, they brought their service truck over that needs major engine work. They brought that over yesterday, so.
How about that? We love it when sponsors, take care of other sponsors. That's a good thing. Yeah. Now we'll get you guys all buying my pillows, and we'll be singing Kumbaya before you know it. Yeah, I love it.
Well, I have one of those, too, so.
Thanks, DJ. Have a good day.
You too, Scott. Thank you.
He does good work. CJ at DAC Diesel. We got him plenty busy. Building his business. This is part of what we do here. Obviously, we're here to inform and entertain and talk about what our listeners want to talk about. But we also, with the growing audience that we have the power to build businesses. I mean, we have some great examples of that. CJ was a listener to the program and said, you know, I listen a lot. I want to advertise. And he went from, you know, just a little bit of business to a whole lot of business. And do I hire more people? What do I do to keep up with this? Our friend, the flagpole guy, Jim, the flagpole guy. Somebody one day said, where do I get a flagpole? I want to buy a flagpole, but I want one from China. I want an American-made flagpole. Jim called in and said, you know, it's tough, but you can do this. He'd done construction work. He ends up building a whole business around the show and a bunch of people saying, hey, I want one. I want one of those American-made flagpoles. And now he's Jim the flagpole guy. Started a business as a result of a radio program. We're building his business. The goal of building 100 flagpoles in North Dakota this year. And well on the way, one-third of the way already, and just starting because of obviously winter. So that's what we can do. And we have a lot of folks on the K-Fire team, on the AM1100 The Flag team, KTGO, KLTC, that can help you. So depending on where you are, just send me an email, and I'll send you on to somebody that can contact you and help you out, customize the plan for you. ScottH@FlagFamily.com, ScottH@FlagFamily.com. Let's go to Jeff, who's on the road. Jeff, what's on your mind?
Yeah, you mentioned party lines. You know, it hasn't been all that long ago that they were in use. My grandparents had one when I was a kid, and that was probably the mid-60s. And it was two, maybe three people on that line. And I remember my grandpa, one of the people on the line was a farm about a mile north, and every time my grandpa went to use the phone, that wife was always on the phone. Her name was Margaret. I could always tell when grandpa was frustrated because he'd start mumbling in Norwegian, and then every once in a while he'd tell Margaret to get off the phone so he could use it.
you're right. I'm trying to remember. I was born in 64. And I remember my sister was born in 70, and we stayed with my aunt and uncle, Hank and Marie. That's where they, in Taunton, Minnesota, that's where they had the party line. And so I guess that would have been, you know, 70, late 60s, 70, you know, probably
and
that time
know,
frame.
I went to college in 77 over in Williston, and there were a couple of classmates who were from the Squaw Gap area. And they had not even gotten telephones at their place until just that year when we started school. They had no telephone service whatsoever in that Squaw Gap area until, you know, the mid to late 70s.
Why do you think they called it a party line?
I don't know. I'm not sure how they – I guess it was because it was multiple parties on one line.
not having a party more than one party, two party. Yeah, probably makes sense. It later became the name of a lot of radio shows around the country. There was one, I think, on WDAY for years called Party Line. There wasn't one on KFIRE named Party Line, was there, Todd?
Nope.
Remember that name?
Yeah. Nope. Not that I know of, anyway. I mean, it's,
I think it was a WDAY.
It's kind of been the KFIRE staple for years.
Yeah. Yeah, but...
but you're right. I mean, that was kind of a commonly used name. You're right.
In a way, this is what we do on the radio here. It's Party Line, because we're all listening in. You know, I mean, that's sort of a bunch of different parties, and you're listening in on the conversation, kind of a similar thing. Good memories there, Jeff. Thank you very much. Appreciate that. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Let's see. I better catch up on some texts as well here. I'm 57. We had a party line that included my grandparents and some other relatives. Made it very awkward to talk to my girlfriend when you could tell when someone was listening in. Oh, no. They didn't just pick up and find out somebody was on and hang back up. They stayed listening. Not good. Another listener says, I work for the rural telephone co-op that provided service to Squaw Gap. It was 1979 before those residents got any kind of telephone service at all. Isn't that something? Wow. That's pretty amazing. Dan in Fargo, what's on your mind?
You just mentioned building businesses on ads.
Yeah.
And I'm just calling because I get a kick out of Mark Wagner's ad all the time, because there's hundreds of agents in North Dakota that are doing the same thing as he's doing. They bring people into their attorneys and get their estates squared away. And yet Mark is afraid to say that he's an insurance agent. And it's just one of the things that bugs me.
Wow. Yeah, you I'll just leave it at that, Dan. Thank you very much. I don't know exactly what you're talking about, but I'm finding a hard time how that would bug anybody. You put out your services and leave it at that. People call, people don't. And a lot of them are for Mark because he does good work. Stan and Mandan, what's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, guys.
How are
you? Just wanted to give you a little grief, Scott, about you saying that all Mohall has all the crap and West Elk has all the good stuff. But originally from Mohall and proud of it, and I know you were just joking around, so I just thought I'd joke around a little bit back.
I was just trying to get Bob's goat.
Yeah, I know. Well, if Mohall got a lot better when Bob left.
Now we're really giving it to him.
I'm just joking. Bob's a great guy, and he does a lot of good things, you know, keeping us informed on what's happening in West Hope and North Central North Dakota.
I love it. Stan, if you have more to say, hang on. We'll do it after the break here. Terry and Sterling waiting to go, too.
We listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Hi, I'm Mark Wagner from India Estate Services, and I have been blown away by your response from my ads. So I have a brand new offer for the next 10 callers, and we'll make sure you keep your family farm land in the family, protected against the in-laws, outlaws, and nursing homes, and keeping your assets preserved against probate court and public record. I help families in North Dakota, South Dakota, and Minnesota protect, preserve, and pass on your estate, making a difficult transition easy. When that time comes, we'll make sure that we leave your assets to your loved ones on your terms and that you don't leave behind family fighting and hurt feelings. I have a special discount if you're one of my next 10 callers from this ad. Call or text me. That's Mark at 701-318-0908. That's 701-318-0908. Thank you.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Top of the hour on What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Telephone number is 800-228-0550. Question for you. This afternoon, 1 o'clock, Donald Trump is expected to take to the podium and announce whether or not the U.S. will continue to be part of the quote-unquote Iran deal. Okay? This is the deal. I'll never forget hearing that Heidi Heitkamp planned to vote for it. I was driving 83, heading south into that cell phone gap. That you get about, I don't know, is that north of Washburn, south of Washburn? I forget. Between the, it doesn't matter. You know what I'm talking
between
about.
Between Wilton and Bismarck. A little bit toward Wilton, but yeah. Oh,
yeah,
God,
Wilton,
yeah.
Yeah, okay. It's just awful. Anyway, and I heard it, and then all of a sudden I couldn't, I'm like, did I hear that right? I mean, what is going on? Mainly because, of course, it was a giveaway, billions of dollars, to Iran. Assuming they're going to comply, right? So they get a payoff of these billions of dollars of this blood money. And, then you're going to assume they're going to comply. But most especially, they would then be able to compete with domestic, think North Dakota, oil and gas operations. So we bucked up a competitor who's one of the worst actors in the world. It just was a stupid idea. And then you're actually going to, you know, play a little game of fantasy land thinking they're going to comply. And I remember thinking at the time, well, I guess Senator Heitkamp doesn't have plans to run for re-election. Or hopes everybody forgets this by the time election time comes around. Well, along comes Donald Trump as President of the United States, who has been talking about this deal since he was a candidate. And since he's been president, all kinds of advisors saying stay in it, all kinds of advisors saying get out of it, all kinds of advice, but it's in the news. Not good for Heidi Heitkamp. Notice she's been totally silent on it, completely AWOL. When has that happened before? Tough situation? Phew, gone. This will be interesting. This will be very interesting. I'm kind of curious what she thinks he ought to do, in addition to how she'll vote on this nomination. We have Helen Furey joining us from the White House. She's a special assistant to the president, White House Director of Media Affairs, very active during the campaign. Helen's got the president's here. We're going to talk about Gina Haspel, the CIA job next hour. That's another one that pertains to Senator Heidi Heitkamp. And then Dan Kattermas will be here, president of True North Steel, recently at the White House. We'll talk about that, too. But I want to know what you want the president to do. When he steps to the podium today and announces what the United States will do related to the Iran deal, what should the president do? Tell me what you think. 258-0550. 800-228-0550. Let's go to Sterling and Terry. What's on your mind, Terry? Hi, Terry. Are you there? We'll try this one more time.
Yeah. He's there.
Terry, are you there? I can hear what sounds like Sterling behind. I have a visual of the Senex station there. You know, a couple bags of chips, soda. I lost it all now. Lost it. Just all faded away. Sterling is gone. Sorry, Terry. Try again. Rick in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind.
Yeah, I just want to make the comment about the money. The $160 billion belongs to Iran from a long time ago. And they get the money portioned back to them as long as they stick to the agreement. So,
well, yeah, I mean, first of all, I mean, let me put it to you this way.
Go down in the bottom of the ocean, you know. The only answer to this is war. And I hope the American people know that. They're getting a lot of bad information from the media, but the only answer is if we cut them off, you can look to see probably some type of a conflict in the Middle East. So, you know, take your pick. Thanks for taking my call.
Well, hey, Brick, don't go away. I want to talk to you a second. First of all, you're right on the $160 billion, but, you know, if you have bank robbers that accumulate a lot of money and then hide it all over the place, you know, when you you don't exactly give it back to them. So, you know, while you're right, it's their ill-gotten gains. They're bad actors. Would you agree with that?
No, I wouldn't say it's ill-gotten gains. It was money that was – their assets were frozen, okay? So, look, just take your pick. You know, all I can say is that Iran has probably stuck to the deal. But we have people in Washington that want to get their hands on that money. You know, there's other bank robbers in this country, too, and they want that money. So that's the motive here is the money. $160 billion is a lot of dough, and somebody wants that money. And thank you for taking my call.
I don't know why you don't want to have a conversation about the statements you're making. You keep wanting to leave, and he left. Maybe that's what you do when you're not real confident in your opinion. But to me, if you have an opinion, I'm interested in hearing it, but I'd like to have a dialogue and a conversation. He believes $160 billion is Iran, and sounds like he believes Iran is Lily White, and that I'm also going to surmise, because I can't have a conversation with him, that unless we do everything Iran wants to do, we're going to have a war. Israel's wrong. And how badly they have lied about this, I guess.
Yeah. They can get Trump get voted in because finally we're not kissing up to the rest of the world. Instead, we're looking out for America. Not necessarily deliberately trying to do that at the expense of the world, but America first.
Yeah, and by the way, this whole Iran deal was something he campaigned on. I mean, if he were to say we're going to stay in or we're going to stay in with some stipulations, it's different than what he campaigned on. And Trump has made a mark of doing exactly what he said. So it's a little tricky there. It is not an easy one. You have a lot of different entanglements, and it's a mess. But it was a bad deal. Now the problem is you got a bad deal. What do you do about it? You know, what exactly do you do about it? It's a bad deal. And that's what Heidi Heitkamp has some explaining to do. So is John Kerry, and he's over there trying to keep them in it. But, you know, I'd like to have a conversation about it with somebody that disagrees, but drive-bys don't work. Let me know what you think. Jim in Morris, Minnesota, you're up on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Yeah, I got to digress here a little bit. I turned on your station in Northville a few days back, and I pick up a lady shot her children and then herself, and then I start hearing the story about it. And somebody's dropped the ball there. They should have been taking care of this woman. I don't know the whole story. She may have been of a complete flake. I'm not sure. But to get so depressed that you have to murder your children and then yourself because your money's, your wages are being garnished. You're trying to raise money to pay off your bills, the whole ball of wax, and nobody's seen this coming. What happened up in North Dakota?
Well, yeah, that was in Grand Forks. You're asking a lot of the same questions I have, and I'm not ready to let this one go.
Please don't.
Yeah, to me, here's what I said on the air the day that we talked about this. I want every data point. I just want to know as much, and there was a little bit of new information yesterday based on evidently they're convinced now that it was a murder-suicide, and it was fairly obvious, but they've got text messages and other digital communication evidently, and forensically they're able to know that. As well, so they know that. But when
it should not have happened. It should not have happened. No
way. I don't disagree with you at all. And my question is, where do you think the ball dropped? Where, I mean, when you say they should have done something, who's they?
Well, there's people around her. There had to be somebody. The people who garnished her wages, don't they, when they go to garnish wages, they just say, she owes us money, we're going to take our wages? She's got a trying to get a fund going to help pay off her debts and other things, and there's just too much. In this country, well, especially in Minnesota, where you got the government trying to get their nose into everything that you're doing, somebody should have picked it up. I'm completely frustrated.
It just defies the senses. It really does, because you've got school system involved. Obviously, it sounds like a lot of mental illness, based on her own words, with not only herself but at least two of the three kids.
Yeah. I'm going to vote for Plenty.
You are.
Yeah.
You went right to that. All right. Yeah.
Thank you for telling me about him.
Yeah, that he's back. Yeah,
yeah.
Tim's a friend of mine. I appreciate him. I really do. And I he was very accessible when he was governor last time to the people that we serve, our audience. So I think that's important. And he's hard not to like.
Well, I lived away from this political system for quite a while. Just come back occasionally, but this state is. Governor Fogbound and a few other things that we've got going here. Thank you much. I hope you have a blessed day.
Yeah, you too, Jim. And I appreciate the nudge and the call, because I haven't forgotten about that story in Grand Forks. I liken it to our own Parkland, Florida. There's less numbers. Per capita probably comes out about the same, but still, I'm not going to look at it as numbers. I'm just looking at it as a human story that shocks you to the core. And so often we hear about it and go, oh, terrible. Did you hear about that? I can't believe it. Day later, yeah, and this happened. And then that day after that, I forgot about, boom, I'm gone, right? 4 days later, I'm gone. It's out of my lexicon. It's just gone. And I don't know, that happens again then. So that's why I want every data point. And I'm going to bug the authorities up there. And obviously we're asking for public information and when the appropriate time and all of that. But want to know at some point. Need to know. Absolutely. Jim's on the road. What's on your mind?
Yeah, the previous caller that was talking about Iran. You know, it never ceases to amaze me how people cannot look at history. Capitulating to dictators, warmongers like North Korea and stuff didn't work. Standing up to him like President Trump is, you know, and the last guy that stood up to him was Ronald Reagan. The Bushes did. Clinton didn't. Clinton gave him nuclear technology. I mean, you have to sit there and say, we want a deal that works for us as well as you, not just for you. I just absolutely cannot understand why people think that giving in to bullies keeps peace. It absolutely never has and never will.
Amen. Jim, thank you. Well said. Appreciate that. Texter says, rather fitting, you guys have been talking about party lines and phones this morning. This week is the annual TOC, Telephone Operations Conference in Fargo, for all the independent telephone companies. Well, glad you're listening while you're traveling. Thank you. Another texter, we had the crank telephone, and you could hear every phone call. We called it rubbernecking. Oh, I love it. Somebody else texted, hey, we still have Party Line, but now they call it Facebook. Yeah, exactly right. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Brandon and Aberdeen, Jeff and Bismarck after this.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
This life full of moments, big moments, small moments, and life's in-between moments. It's about missing out on nothing and celebrating everything. It's how we at First International Bank and Trust live first and have been for over 100 years. We help dreams come true, one customer, one moment at a time. First International Bank and Trust, Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Hello, this is Jim. I'm IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and to honor the excellence of America, I'm announcing the Buddy Program. You and a friend can take advantage of purchasing a flagpole. That's right. If two come together and purchase a flagpole and live within 20 miles of each other, you can take advantage of a reduced cost of installation. So please call 701-571-FLAG and request your spot during the 2018 installation season, or email Jim@IndyFlagpoleGuy.com, and thank you.
You've heard us say, Watford City. It's not the same, it's better. Well, now it's time to see it for yourself with a great deal. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon from the What's on Your Mind program. I'd love to invite you to Watford City and see this for yourself. So much to see, so much to do, and great places to stay, like the Roosevelt Inn & Suites, the Watford, Little Missouri Inn & Suites, Tenney's Presidential Suites, and Mainstay Suites. I've stayed all over the country, and there is no finer accommodations, pound for pound, person for person, than Watford City, North Dakota. Just use the promo code BESTOFTHEWEST, and you'll get a 10% savings. Plus, they'll give you an exclusive coupon book, good for all kinds of goodies and great discounts, including a free pass to the all-new Rough Rider Center and that great water park. Watford City, North Dakota. It's not the same. It's better. Ask for the Best of the West deal in Watford City and get 10% off. Promo code BESTOFTHEWEST for a great stay, and we'll see you in Watford City.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original, most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
We had a great time at MyPillow yesterday, and I've been hearing from a lot of you about how much you love your MyPillow. I cannot think of a product that we have talked about on this show that has received as much positive feedback over and over and over again over months and months and months and years and years and years in MyPillow. It just is, it's fun. It's fun to hear your stories about them and how much you appreciate them. And of course, if you have some MyPillows and you're sleeping better and you're getting the benefit of that better sleep and better health now, maybe you want to think about the MyPillow mattress. I was amazed how many of the MyPillow beds and mattresses and mattress toppers were flying out of the factory we saw yesterday. Pretty amazing. A lot of go-anywhere pillows too. Perfect travel pillow. And love the new MyPillow for pets. They have all kinds of different choices on the patterns, and they're looking great. The all-purpose cushions are fabulous. Really nice. Call them at 800-506-9028. The official pillow of the National Sleep Foundation. You go online at MyPillow.com, promo code Scott. Everything I just mentioned, everything they sell up to 50% off when you use MyPillow.com, promo code Scott, or call that number 800 506-9028. to a simple as that. Brandon Aberdeen, you're next on What's in Your Mind. Go ahead.
Hey, Scott. Thanks for taking my call.
You bet.
That caller you had a little bit ago talking about the Iran deal there, I, for lack of a better word, I would say his arguments are disingenuous at best. He's trying to argue in favor of the deal, saying that, well, the money belonged to Iran and they deserved it. What he's leaving out is how this deal was made and how bad of a deal it is. This should have been a treaty, and a rogue president worked with some shifty members of Congress, such as Bob Corker, to circumvent the treaty laws and get this deal put into place, basically, you know, without congressional approval. So that right there, you know, it should have never happened, and this deal should have never come into play.
And the reason it didn't get, you know, Barack Obama did not seek congressional approval is because he couldn't get it. So it was an end around to get it. You're 100% right. It's a bad deal. Now the debate is whether or not, you know, you just stick with a bad deal and try and fix it other ways and do things around it, which he may do today. He may do some version of that, you know.
I don't know that there is a way to fix it. I think, you know, I do not see President Trump staying in the deal as it is. He may try to fix it unilaterally, you know, whether Iran likes it or not, or he may just pull out entirely. But I can't see any way that he stays in the deal exactly the way it is. It's not his style.
Good insight, Brandon. Thank you. Bob Grafton, what do you think?
I agree 100% with that caller. Three quick points about this Iran deal I'd like to bring up. Number one, that money's not coming back. That money's been distributed to Hezbollah, Hamas, and other terrorist arms and organizations of Iran. Second, the overwhelming majority of IEDs that maimed, mangled, and killed our troops have direct, uncontestable ties to Iran. Thirdly, so this deal was supposedly, air quotes, to prevent Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. However, in 10 years, according to the deal, it's no holds barred, and they can go ahead and they can go ahead and develop a nuclear weapon. So that makes no sense to me. So it's okay in 10 years for them to have a nuclear weapon, which is a blink of an eye, really. It's that alone.
You're right. It's the absolute worst part of the deal. Absolute worst part of the deal. The thing sunsets and it's Katie bar the door. They can do whatever they want. You're exactly right. Jeff and Bismarck, your take on a different topic that we touched on earlier. Go ahead.
Well, a couple different things. Thanks, Scott, for taking my call. I appreciate your show a lot. I'm on the road most of the time, so I listen to you a lot. But, you know, too many things strike a chord with me that I have to really say anything about. But the little gal in Grand Forks, that terrible, tragic thing that happened to her. You know, our welfare system is really screwed up. This gal should have been able to get help. We've got actually professional welfare recipients out there, if you would, that just make a living off this crap. And the kids that really need help never can get it. I know of a young lady that ended up in a divorce, walked away with nothing, broke, three kids, and was supposed to get child support. And the guy called it, it doesn't really matter. Anyway, he would only pay $50 a month, and the state then wouldn't go after him because he was considered making an effort. But she had to show that as income, so they offered her $12 in food stamps. Now, something's wrong with this system when you've got things like that. And I also know for a fact, and I give you names, and I won't, but I could give you names of people who have hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of assets and are getting $300 to $400 a month in food stamps. It's just wrong.
Yeah, a guy just proved that. A millionaire proved it by getting you're absolutely right. That's a system breakdown. And
it really is.
Yeah, it's bad news. Appreciate the call, Jeff.
Yep.
Sorry?
No, thank you for the call. Appreciate it.
No, I appreciate you. I want to squeeze in another one, quick one.
You know, he's asking the same questions that go along with Florida and the same answers. People drop the ball because of lack of responsibility, or it's somebody else's job, not mine, whatever, laziness. All the symptoms that we face in this society today, nothing new. And it is sad all the way around. There are victims.
Yeah, the previous caller's point, you know, I mean, find a way. Just don't let that happen. The system shouldn't fail a mom in that kind of need with three, and then knowing what we know about her mental health condition and the kids, to make sure there's protections there to say, let's keep an eye on this, because we know it's going to be worse than it really is from the condition she has. Gosh, it's just infuriating. More coming up on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
701-258-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 4010 forage peas, forage mexes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mexes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com. Your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
When a challenge comes along, some people turn away. At the University of Mary, we turn up our sleeves. Always have. The challenge today is finding a quality education that's affordable. And we are. At the University of Mary, you'll get an education as affordable as UND and NDSU. Value for your money, values for your life. That's the Mary difference.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.